Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
There was a guy who was a jogger who was attacked by a mountain lion, and he beat it off. Okay. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Right.
106.5 The End.
We had something that we were going to talk about here on the Wake Up Call. I mean, we never plan anything anyway. That's this dumb show. But Katie decided that she had something else on her mind that she wanted to talk about. Katie, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. It's about time.
And this my God.
I just don't feel like you guys have given me enough credit for how lovely I've been, considering I feel sick every single day. Ever since I've been pregnant.
Are you hearing
I
this?
Come here.
Are you?
I
yes.
Throw up. You know I feel nauseous. Do you know what? Here's what made me think of this. Can you imagine, Gavin, how moody Rain would be if every single day he was nauseous and throwing up here at work?
I've never seen Rain nauseous and throwing up, so I don't know.
But you've seen him moody.
I have seen him moody.
And sometimes it doesn't take much.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, just imagine.
We're not giving her enough credit, Gavin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Ray, don't include me in something like that.
I'm growing a human being inside my body.
I get that.
I come here. I do goofs. I do giggles.
Well, that's your job. You have to do that.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I don't think you guys could handle it.
You don't think we could handle what?
Being sick every day for this many months and still being a delight to be around.
I mean, I've come in here hurt.
For months and months on end?
I've come in hurt for weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer's no to my question.
Well,
this is
your fourth time up to bat.
Okay.
I would imagine that now you're just kind of good at it.
No. You never get good at throwing up every day.
We're not giving her enough credit, Gavin. Are you hearing this?
What do you want Rain to do?
Yes.
Well, first of all, a little sympathy would be nice.
Okay.
Do you feel bad for her?
No. But she's been yelling at me a lot.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Okay,
now,
I will say
you
that.
You deserve it.
You do offset the whatever sympathy may or may not lie. And I'm just going to focus on Rain here, okay?
Okay, but you're saying words that sound like are going to piss me off.
Whatever sympathy might lie in him, sometimes it might get offset because you yell at him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either when it's not called for or it's your reaction is not called for.
Not called for?
I mean, you're the only one on the show so far that has banged on the plexiglass.
And I'll do it again. Here's why. Because I have to get his attention. I mean, I say every day I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. You guys don't even pay attention to me.
Well, yeah, because you've been saying it for a while.
It happens every day.
I have to feel it. I have to sit in it. I have to live it. Do you know how bad my heartburn is right now?
If you came in here and you were on fire, we were like, oh my God, Katie, you're on fire.
Yeah.
It's that you're on fire every day. So, like, it loses its luster.
I still need it to be put out. And I have restless leg syndrome.
I didn't know about that.
That's me at night. It's normal in pregnancy. It's very normal. It's very common.
It is?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Where you get just like a Charlie horse?
No, it feels like you have to move your leg. And if you don't move your leg, then something's like crawling. Like your skin is crawling.
Oh, my God.
I've had that a couple times.
Are you pregnant?
I am not.
Do you still come into work?
Yes.
Have you ever even been around a pregnant person this much?
No.
Okay, so this is a novelty for you.
It's all new. I'm learning a lot.
Okay, learn better and faster.
What do you want him to do?
Yeah. I want him to ask me how I'm doing today.
Why is that his job?
How hard is it? That's my question. That is my question. How hard is it when you know somebody that you love? Close one of the closest people in your life. Why are you looking like you're trying not to laugh?
I'm not.
Okay. If you know I'm suffering, okay, and I am suffering, not one time have you guys said, how are you feeling?
Right.
Can I get you some water?
Well, that's weird if we say it.
Why is that weird?
Because, listen, man.
Would you like a mint?
Is that something that
pregnant women want? Ask you that?
Sometimes it helps with, nausea.
Would you like some antacids?
I would.
Okay, well, then we'll get a big jar of antacids and you can have them.
That would be nice.
Okay, all right, there you go. See?
I mean, generally, you guys act like I'm not pregnant.
Well, you cover it with a blanket a lot. We forget.
Sometimes
we forget.
You freeze a pregnant woman out in this room. Well, you don't even care. My fetus is freezing.
No, it's 97 degrees in there.
Yeah.
I would like antacids.
Well, we can get you a jar of antacids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What flavor?
You're pissing
Stop.
Out.
We were in the clear. Rain. We were almost out of the jungle.
Okay. This is his fault. And now you're in trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.